1037.
Eminent.
E-M-A-N-A-N-T. Eminent.
E-P-E-N-T-H-E-S-I-S. Appendices.
All right, you gotta love it. Spelling bee time. For the first time in 86 years, they do the Scripps National Spelling Bee out of D.C. You had to take a vocabulary test. That's part of the preliminary and semifinal rounds. Yikes. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How good of a speller are you? Do you have those spelling tests where you had to split your paper? You know, you had to fold it in half, and then you wrote the words on the one side, and then they would correct it on the other side. I was an okay speller. I'd say I was like in the middle. I was a pretty decent speller. Now, because of spell check and everything done on computers, you wonder, moving into the future, how good our spelling will be for kids probably, yeah, like 12 and under. My nephew, his spelling is atrocious. No chance that he would end up on a stage, and I love this kid, but no chance he'd end up on a stage in Scripps trying to vie for the title. He's going to need spell check for the rest of his life. Eric Holder, the attorney general, seems like he's getting a lifetime pass in that position, which I don't get. How many times do you get to screw up, work for the Obama administration, and keep your job? He's got great job security, I'm telling you. Now there's a lawsuit that's been filed against the IRS, and there's 25 Tea Party-related groups who are a part of it. It's the biggest one so far over the IRS's bungled handling of the tax-exempt status for the groups that were applying for it. So they targeted these conservatives for extra scrutiny. Can't wait to find out the rest of the story. But named in the lawsuit, our pal Eric Holder, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, and a bunch of other IRS types, including Lois Lerner, who was the division director and took the fifth before Congress just last week. I take the fifth. I plead the fifth on the advice of my lawyers. The fifth. Okay, so we know she's guilty of something, right? I'd love to see the paper trail that led to her office. Somebody pumped out the memos. People processing the paperwork didn't just come up with this on their own. The lowly workers at the IRS, the ones who are sweating it out, it wasn't them. It was somebody else that came up with this. So how high does it go? Who knows? It's not the only thing, too. You look at this IRS deal, and then you also look at what happened to the Associated Press. And this, specifically with the subpoenas, you could tie to Holder. So why he doesn't just resign, I don't get it. And the president keeps backing him anyway. I mean, there is no transparency except that there's going to be corruption somewhere in the middle of this. You can't tell me, with all of the things that we strung together, that it's conservative flamethrowers trying to find a way to go after the administration. Because, look, even the Democrats are saying, nah, this isn't right. Smells like a rat, looks like a rat. It's a rat. And what I want to know is if Holder told the truth when he testified about the reporter surveillance. You know, the Fox reporter, James Rosen, that's what I'm talking about. The committee chairman, Bob Goodlatte, a Republican from Virginia, and Congressman James Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, so they have great concern. They put this in a joint letter to Eric Holder. They asked a bunch of questions about the department's dealings with the press and pointed to the Fox News case that contradicts the testimony he gave at a May 15th hearing. Remember, it was just 2 weeks ago at the House Judiciary Committee that he claimed he was unaware of any potential prosecution of the press. But he did know about the Fox News reporter. So we need some accurate accounting here somewhere. There's got to be accountability someplace at the Department of Justice. So this letter comes after the committee confirmed it was looking into his testimony. And remember, Holder said, just to jog your memory, the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure material is not something he was involved in or even knew about. But days later, it came out that the access to the emails of James Rosen, who, by the way, is that Fox News reporter, after filing an affidavit that accused him of being a likely criminal and a co-conspirator in the leak of sensitive material regarding North Korea. Well, Rosen was never charged, never prosecuted, but he was accused of violating the Federal Espionage Act. So they had the emails, and it appears to be at odds with what Holder testified to. So did he commit perjury? He was, he was under oath. You know, how could he claim he never heard of the prosecution of the press? And clearly, did he personally approve the search warrant? So it seems, right? Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said on Wednesday that appears Holder testified truthfully. He said President Obama absolutely has confidence in him. Now, the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Michigan Congressman John Conyers, says he thinks Holder was forthright and didn't mislead the committee. What do you think, America? Are we being too hard on Eric Holder? I've been after him since he went after the CIA and almost chopped it all in half and got rid of the good people because he was trying to re-prosecute CIA people in connection with waterboarding and Guantanamo and all of that. But maybe I'm wrong. Am I looking through a different pair of lenses than the rest of you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. On the flip side, though, you're not going to believe what happened to one woman when she went on a bus to go to her aunt's funeral in Mexico. Someone who speaks fluent Spanish but is an American and has lived in America for 17 years, not thinking that there'd be any chance she would end up going to a funeral and instead of leaving Mexico, staying in Mexico, not to hang out and party, but to sit in a Mexican prison. How does that happen? We're going to tell you about the mother of seven kids who found herself in this precarious situation and now has to figure out a way to get out of Mexico and get away from charges that she smuggled in 12 pounds of marijuana. Ooh, it's frightening if somebody plants something on you or near you and you have no way to prove it's not yours. Think about it. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Of dope on a woman who clearly, come on, she's got to be innocent. There's just no way that she was a drug mule. Makes absolutely no sense. Yanira Maldonado, who has these seven kids, who's a Mormon, who's there to go to a funeral for an aunt, is now, once a bus is cleared out that she's on, they say, well, this is your dope. You got to be kidding me. I don't buy it. Do you buy it? So what possibly is the end game here? Why would she be singled out? Why would they take everyone off, look to her, arrest her? Her husband, by the way, was with her, not him, just her, saying it was her marijuana. And then having a lawyer tell them, well, you know what? The best thing you can do is bribe a few officials. And if you do that, there's a good chance that this all goes away. And of course, once they got the money together, like $5,000 to do that, they were told, forget it, that's not going to work. So now the State Department is sort of messing around with this, and it's all about the evidence. I'm on a bus. I'm like Maldonado, trying to get back to the other side. It gets pulled over. They arrest me, saying that I have 12 pounds of marijuana. What recourse do I have? I say it's not mine. Oh, but you are guilty until proven innocent. What kind of lawyer are you getting, and how are you proving you're innocent? Who are you talking to or pulling off that bus that's going to stick up for you and say, yeah, I have no idea. I did not see this marijuana with this woman. There's more to the story, but I'm not quite sure what. I would have said originally, well, yeah, maybe this is about, let's suck some money out of these Americans. Let's just get some money out of them, and then we'll let them go on. But they didn't want the money. So what's the end game? Just a little threat? Hey, here's what we can do to you, just so you know. It doesn't make any sense. And will they be able to get her out? Boy, they better hope they can get her out, because I think if they don't get her out, She'll be there for a very, very long time in a woman's correction facility in Nogales. That's where she is now. Originally, they had her in the worst kind of Mexican jail that you could possibly think of. And they moved her. They transferred her. So she probably feels a little bit better about the transfer. But you know what she probably went through when she was transferred to that prison? You think she was strip searched? What do you think happened in that prison? Whew. Luckily, she speaks fluent Spanish. It'd be worse for the rest of us if our Spanish is so-so and then we get jammed up in this situation. More and more, I know lots of people go to Mexico. I've been to Mexico many times. But how safe is it, really, for us to go there? Where are the areas that you just should not go? All right, we have a quick follow-up here, too, on the show. A couple of you wrote me about this. I talked about the story about the crazy dry ice bomb that went off in Disneyland. It exploded. Nobody was injured. But they evacuated this area. It's a kids' area called Toontown where it happened. In the end, it turns out a kid that worked there, 22-year-old Christian Barnes, was arrested for possessing a destructive device. That's what they call it. It was hours after it went off. How they connected him to it, I'm not quite sure. It's probably social media and surveillance footage is what they think, or is what I think anyway. So he worked as an outdoor vendor, and now they're holding him on $1 million bail. $1 million. His family can't believe it, and they're saying, this is a good kid. What are you talking about? It's an isolated thing. He doesn't have anything else on his record. So what was he trying to do? They had a water bottle in a trash can. He supposedly placed this dry ice inside it. That would create the explosion. They know that. Dry ice bombs are easy to make. Sometimes it's chemistry demonstrations. When I had chemistry class, I remember doing that. But the size of the explosion can vary because of the container's size. And if somebody's too close to it, it can cause damage, flying bottles, shards and stuff. So it's not a pipe bomb, but it would generate an explosion. $1 million bail. Boy, this could be the biggest mistake of this kid's life. In fact, right now it is the biggest mistake of this kid's life. Two different sides of the coin. A woman fighting for her life, accused of drug smuggling, in a jail in Mexico, and having to prove it, having to prove that she didn't do it. And then this kid, this 22-year-old who worked in Disneyland, who for some unexplained reason, I mean, was it a prank? Did he think it was funny? It's a whole lot of not funny now. And I think that he'll do some time for this. He was just there as an outdoor vendor. He's going to do some time. And then he's going to have to go through the system as an adult, too, because he's 22 years old, so he's not, he's young, but he's not a kid. Whew. That's rough. And because of what they're charging him with, maybe a much longer jail sentence than you would think. You know, this dry ice bomb thing happens pre-9/11. Don't think that it's $1 million bail. Don't think that we're talking about how much of a sentence could he get and can they really convict him. I think it's a little bit of a different story. We haven't talked about earthquakes in a while. We've talked about Mother Nature. We're talking about being bombarded by tornadoes and mudslides and all kinds of crazy things. But there was another quake shaking the Southern California coast. And it comes just days after one hit 5.7 in Northern California. What the U.S. Geological Survey is saying, it happened in the morning on Wednesday, 3 miles west of Isla Vista in Santa Barbara County. They could feel it as far away as Bakersfield and L.A. That's pretty big. So magnitude 4.6. The epicenter was in the Santa Barbara Channel region. And if you were to look at a map, I could tell you it's a great area, but it's about 100 miles west of L.A. so you wonder that all of a sudden you've got these earthquakes. In California, people, I don't want to say they're desensitized exactly to quakes, but they know how to handle them. But in the back of everybody's mind, there's always this idea that, well, there's the big one that's eventually going to hit. We're going to have another big one. And when you start to see one in the north, one in the south, then some tremors, the conversation ratchets up about, wow, what's going on with the tectonic plates? What's happening in with the faults in California? Because people start to get concerned about the direction of the earthquakes. And I'd have to say, as much as we can harp on being emergency prepared for so many of the other things I've talked about, tornadoes, and it's hurricane season right now. They're predicting 7 big ones, maybe for the northeast. The earthquake scenario is so tough. That's just a timing and where you are thing. And the small ones will shake you up and scare you. But the big one hits, and you'll see explosions, cars dropping out, houses collapsing. I mean, it'll be a real nightmare. And we have seen that in the history of California if we go back and look at previous earthquakes. So is this a warning shot that this is a possibility? Or, hey, it's business as usual in California. We know it's a possibility, and we just live with it. And just because there's a couple of tremors, it's nothing to completely panic about because we're used to it. It's not a sign. Don't take it as a sign. It doesn't mean necessarily that that big one is finally going to hit us someplace along the faults, either in the north or in the southern part of the state, like Los Angeles. Hey, join us on the flip side. Whatever happened with that train explosion near Baltimore, we're talking about it next.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's what you go there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
An accused Fort Hood gunman, Major Nidal Hassan, plans to represent himself at trial. We're going to count the ways that that is pathetic. But first, how about this train explosion near Baltimore? It was from chemical cargo, they say. Isn't it interesting? I thought that that seemed to be the case. I've covered like 3 derailments, and this was a long time ago, and all were related to hazardous stuff. So now what they're saying is that's what it was. That was what that explosion was on the freight train, CSX Transportation. They had sodium chloride in a car that was derailed, and that was it. That's all it needed. It ignited and from some acid from a second car, and it just went up, poof, like that. When the two are combined, it's explosive. And with the spilled fuel and everything else, didn't take the National Transportation Safety Board much to figure that out. When they went through and looked at what was in the cars, they knew. And the collision and the evidence on the scene, too, they're trying to figure it out. They're looking at the video from the lead locomotive. They don't have any real conclusions on that. It did smash into a trash truck, and the guy who was in the trash truck, the driver, is still in the hospital. He's in serious condition. Boy, that would, can you imagine, you're somehow he's near the track, on the track, and then the train is barreling down and it's too late. There's no, you know, there's no place to go. You're stuck. And that's it. And here comes this train. And you look at the wreckage of this train. Let me tell you. There's a movie, oh, it was a Bruce Willis movie. And it wasn't Sixth Sense. It was another movie where he is Unbreakable. Where he almost has these superhuman powers. It's hard to describe, but one of the reasons he realizes it is he's just this ordinary guy. He's on a train, and the train is just gets into an accident. It's a mangled wreck. I swear this train looked like the cars tumbled over, looked exactly like a scene from that movie. I mean, how frightening. It's a miracle. Now, there were some buildings that were hit, and there was a warehouse where a door exploded off the warehouse, but it is a miracle that these cars didn't wreck somebody's life in the sense of killing people. They didn't kill people, which is absolutely amazing. You know, that sodium chloride is mainly used as a bleaching agent in any kind of paper production. And it's so combustible when it's hit with the right kind of material. Normally, it wouldn't be. But it was frightening to look at that. When I first saw that, I thought, man, we're going to be talking about some sad, sad stories here. There's going to be some people that just are going to get the worst phone calls of their life, and it didn't happen. Well, so that's the good news there, that that didn't happen. The moving from that to what, again, appears to be a family with nothing but bad news and losers, and I hate to say, actually I don't hate to say it, but the sister of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects has pleaded not guilty to possession of pot. Bella Tsarnaev entered this plea at an arraignment to the charge of possessing pot with the intent to distribute. They originally arrested her in December 2012 after they responded to a domestic disturbance call, and they found pot in her place in New Jersey, in her apartment. And so they kept an eye on her. The brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who is going to Russia, and he's in an Islamic extremist in Chechnya camp, we're not keeping an eye on him, even though the Russians have called us, but let's keep an eye on the sister for a little bit of pot she has. So, of course, she doesn't have any kind of record, and she is trying to get into that pretrial intervention program. They give that to first-time offenders. That's probably what's going to happen here. And, of course, what involvement does she have with the Boston bombing? But she has the name, and she's connected that way through the name with what happened there with Zokhar Tsarnaev, who is in a federal prison and is charged with using weapon of mass destruction, and the older brother, of course, killed in the shootout with the Boston police days after the bombing. You know, it's interesting that happened. You think of April 15th. And now we're almost into June. One of the victims of that attack in the hospital, three people we know were killed, 264 were injured, but just one it remains. That's good news that only one is still there because, boy, the day that it happened, you were really thinking, oh, let's hope there's not bad news coming out of the hospital because it looked pretty bad on the street and the finishing line. It was awful. And next year is going to be interesting because I think the Boston Marathon is going to be incredibly huge. And it's going to be about remembering the people, but also saying, hey, you're not going to do this to us. We're going to carry on. That's going to be one of the bigger moments next year, a redo, if you will, of what happened the last time around. Syria. How can I not have mentioned it already? A lot of you have opinions on Syria. There's big worries about whether or not there's war on the horizon, and what does that mean to all of us? You know, they do these CNN ORC polls, and the latest one shows that the public is pretty cautious over the charges that the government has used chemical weapons against its citizens. In fact, according to the survey, it kind of fits with this audience. 36% of Americans are very concerned about the situation in Syria. 43 say they're somewhat concerned, and nearly 1 in 5 not concerned one bit. Not concerned one bit. Here's what I'm concerned about. John McCain goes to Syria, meets with rebels. So who are the rebels that he's meeting with? Well, we don't know is the answer to that. He makes a surprise visit, and they look like one guy's got a collared shirt on, another guy looks like he could be a bandit, another guy looks like he could be a college student. What do we know about the others, the rebels? Are we really going to give them arms, giving them arms, looking at flyover space? And then what does that mean? Why someone hasn't been able to take out Assad is beyond me. 70,000 people dead, and no one in a rage of glory goes after him. Nobody picks him off. And if we arm the rebels, are we arming the right people? Are we arming the right people? Because it's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo kind of thing. There's no way to know it. Muslim Brotherhood, to me, is very iffy. We're seeing the problems that they're having in Egypt already. That didn't go easily. In Syria, with the horrific lack of humanity of Assad, getting the wrong people in place after Assad would be disastrous. I mean, absolutely disastrous if that's the case. So McCain seems to have the resolve to pushing on with Syria. This is his, I mean, this is his pet project. He's sneaking over there, constantly bringing it up on the floor, talking about the administration, how can they turn their back on it. But I don't know. I think that he's going to have a lot of people to convince to dump some money, any kind of serious money, in that direction. And what he's talking about would mean some serious money. Hey, talk about bipartisan. Here's our final nugget here on this segment of America Tonight. Then we go into the numbers for We Can Count. But Obama decided he was going to look at an ex-Bush guy for the FBI position. You know, you think of Robert Mueller, who's the FBI guy now, and he spanned through different administrations. So James Comey is the person that they're looking at, or the president's looking at, to nominate to replace Mueller as the FBI director. He's a former prosecutor. He worked in New York and Virginia, and his caseload was heavy with terrorism, organized crime, and all kinds of fraud stuff is what he was into. So he was a deputy attorney general in President George W. Bush's administration back in 2003. He testified to a Senate committee in 2007 that he considered resigning his high-profile position over a disagreement about the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance program. Now, that happened back in 2004 when he was the acting attorney general while John Ashcroft was hospitalized following emergency gallbladder surgery. Wow, interesting. So they like him. They think he's the guy. And it seems as though he won't get a lot of opposition. It should sail through. In fact, if that becomes officially, we're counting numbers next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
So I've been promising numbers. We got a ton of them, so let's go to it now. Shall we? I've been thinking about this all day long. I don't know why, because numbers rule, baby. They do. They just do. In our business, no doubt about it. And we got a bunch of them for you. So here's the top ones. How about this mammoth find? This is the coolest story ever. I am so convinced that looking at fossils is interesting and tells us the history of what happened before. Since my nephew convinced me that it's fun to go fossil hunting, and we actually saw some mammoth dinosaur bones in Texas, not too far actually from West, where that big plant exploded. It is like a cool little hidden secret. In this case, we're talking about the frozen body of a 10,000 to 15,000-year-old mammoth, and it was found on a remote island in the Arctic Ocean. It is a stunning find. The blood is so well preserved that it just flowed freely from the mammal. That's what the Russian scientists are saying, just flowed. They can't believe it. This is all of this coming out after the study of the female mammoth, you know, the carcass, the study of the carcass of the female mammoth in good preservation on this island. This is what they saw. The blood, they say, is very dark. It was in the ice cavities below the belly. When they broke the cavities with a pole pick, the blood just came running out. That would be wild to be there, wouldn't it? Oh, that'd be wild. So this giant frozen carcass, would say, was just stunning. Absolutely stunning. Centuries old. Fragments of muscle tissue, all that kind of stuff. They're going to be able to tell a lot about the woolly mammoths. They're going to be able to pick out a lot of things. And then crossing, where they cross, and all that other kind of stuff. And they think if they find living cells, they can recreate it. Whew. Amelia Earhart's plane. We've been talking about this plane, for goodness sake, forever, haven't we? Now they say sonar images might actually really have pinpointed the wreckage. It's pretty grainy. I was looking at it earlier. But it's off of an uninhabited tropical island in southwestern Pacific Republic of Kiribati. And it might be the remains of her plane. Her plane was the Electra. Remember, she was flying in 1937 when, poof, she vanished. She was trying to fly around the world at the equator. They've been looking for this for a long time, and this may be it. Might be it. Because they know the dimensions of the plane, they're getting that, the sonar is showing them that, of all the information that they collected. It's interesting because we've heard this story before. Now, what we're seeing is that Earhart and her navigator friend Noonan made a forced landing, they think, on the island's flat coral reef, and they believe the two became castaways and eventually die there. That would be wild to prove that. If this is the plane and this is what happened, much different than what the crash and sinking and all that other sort of stuff that was always the story that was thrown out there. This is a sad story. I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you this story even, but it's because here's somebody's distraught life where they think that they just can't go on anymore. Their depression ends up wrecking the life of another. A suicidal man jumped to his death and he killed a 5-year-old girl by falling on her. She was walking with her parents outside of an apartment. Imagine how they feel. 39-year-old guy dives off the 11th floor in Busan. She died from brain damage and broken bones. Ugh. Awful. There are no words for that for those parents. I mean, zero. There's absolutely nothing you can say to, I think, to comfort them. That makes any sense anyway. How does this happen? Because he's not thinking, he dives off and who knows who's underneath. He had no idea. What's the Vatican doing releasing these statistics about Christians who are killed? They're saying 100,000 Christians are killed every year over faith because of some relation to their faith. A Vatican spokesperson, Monsieur Silviano Maria Tomasi, they do this radio address, and he said that other Christians and other believers forced to displacement, to the destruction of their places of worship, to abduction of their leaders, and terrible, terrible things. And that 200 million Christians live under persecution, and it's on the rise. And it's on the rise. It's just, we're not there in the Middle East. They're thinking of countries like Egypt, Pakistan, Nigeria, those countries. In the United States, there's a debate about religion and how, you know, are people becoming less religious or are people turning to religion? I think it depends where you live and it depends on the person's Well, it depends on the person's beliefs. I'd say you could split that in a couple of different directions. I think it's pretty hard to tell. In just one simple poll, it would be hard to figure out if religion is dead or religion is on the rise. I kind of think it's in some areas it's really on the rise. Do you remember this guy, Clarence Burke Jr.? He led the group, the Five Stair Steps. They sang a 70s hit, Ooh, Child. You know that song, Ooh, Child. He's died. He was 64 years old. He died on Sunday, a day after his birthday in Marietta, Georgia, where he lived. He was there from almost the beginning. They owed their name of the band to the mother, because that's a cool name, Stair Steps. When they stood beside each other in order of age, that's how they lined up on the stair steps. So, one key member dead at the age of 64. 64 seems very old. They had a bunch of other hits, too. World of Fantasy, Don't Change Your Love, and From Us to You. I can remember that, hearing that on the radio now. You know, they are doing the throwback stuff, 70s, 80s music. Yeah. Hulk Hogan, you think of him as strong, big, and bad, don't you? But the wrestler turned into a now TV reality star had to be hospitalized in Florida after suffering burns to his hands. He was scalded after a radiator malfunctioned, and he was admitted to the emergency room in Tampa. He uploaded a series of gory shots of his hand to his Twitter account. One showed a doctor treating his fingers. Another showed the top layer of skin burned off his fingers. Ugh! A radiator just exploded on the hand. Tampa General, I've been to Tampa General. I'm sure that the people there were just stunned when he came in. You can't miss him. He still has such familiar features. But the skin off the hands, ooh! Any kind of burns, I think, are awful. It's like one time I put my hand on a tea kettle not thinking, and it was like my... Now, you, if you go to that tea kettle, you can still see. I think I left some of my skin on it. That's what, the last cup of tea, come to think of it, I ever made myself.
Still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.